Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Barrett, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're going to conclude our studies on the subject, the rewards of humility. And during the series of this studies, we've considered the humility of salvation, the humility of station, the humility of service, and today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider the humility of submission. Now, in each case, when we humble ourselves, there is a reward. In the case of the humility of salvation, in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, that publican took his place as a sinner. He said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He beat upon his breast, as if to say, "The trouble's here in my heart." He agreed with Jeremiah, "The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things, and who can know it but God alone?" God alone can know the heart. Every sin that is ever committed in this world has been first conceived in the human heart. And he beat upon his breast and he said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now, we know that all the world is a sinner, but when we humble ourselves and take our place as a sinner needing the grace and the salvation of God, there is a blessing very, very near. God answered his prayer, and the Lord said to this man, "Everyone, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. Everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." And the Lord uses this little phrase in three different situations. Everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. That is in the case of the salvation, station, and service. Now, in our today's lesson, this formula, if I may call it that, is not used. But Peter echoes the word of the Lord in the fifth chapter of 1 Peter, and we're going to be studying there. Now, in the case of the humility of station, the Lord says, when you are invited to a wedding, go take the lowest seat so that you can be promoted. And the reward of humility of station is promotion. We don't have to worry about not being the greatest preacher in the world. We do not have to be worried about being a notable person of which history is going to take note. We just simply have to take the place that God gives us. And he'll see to it that we are rewarded by promotion. And then in the humility of service, the Lord uses the same expression. As a matter of fact, he emphasizes it by alluding to himself. He says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, to serve others, and to give his life a ransom for many." And the service of the reward of the humility of service is true greatness. And the Lord says, if you want to be great, serve others. Self thinks itself to be great and wants to be served. Love serves and is great. Now, in the humility of salvation, we read in the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, we invite you to read with us. There we read in verse 5, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility." Oh, how lovely and soft is that garment of humility. It's not abrasive in any sense of the word. "Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble." And then Peter says, I think, echoing the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Now, the exaltation may not come immediately, but it will certainly come. Now, why should we take the humble place in regard to this subject of submission? Well, the Lord submitted himself. He submitted himself. He says, "Here am I, send me." This is recorded in the 40th Psalm. "Lo, I come to do thy will." Rather, it's quoted there. "I come to do thy will." If he said, "Here am I, send me." And so he submitted himself. He is the example. And certainly the reason for our humility is that it is commanded by the word of God. Notice the sense of the command in this verse. "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder." That's a command. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God requesteth the proud, and is given grace to the humble. Now listen, please. This is not simply a request, it's a command. God commands us to be humble, and if we're humble, we will obey His commands. Now we go on reading in connection here in verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now the humble person is a peaceful person. We read in Matthew chapter 18, the coming kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ is going to be a kingdom of peace. Why? Because the Prince of Peace is going to reign in that kingdom. That kingdom is coming down to this earth where we live and move and breathe and have our being. This world has not done with the Lord Jesus Christ. They put Him on a cross. They sent Him back to His Father as if to say, we don't want Him. You can have Him. He came the first time. Israel was deceived in this matter. He came the first time to put away sin. Before He can establish His kingdom, the subject of sin must be dealt with. And our Lord Jesus Christ came to be the sacrifice for your sins and for mine. He came and assumed the responsibility for our sins and went to that cross and died as if He were guilty. He took that guilt upon Himself, and He died for your sins and for mine. So great was the love of God who gave Him, that He might die for you and for me. Now there's the secret of our salvation. And that had to come before Christ could come to earth and set up His kingdom. But mark the words of the Scripture. He is coming, and His kingdom is going to be established right here on this earth. Now, what are the characteristics of that kingdom? Well, we read in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They had some ambitions. One of them wanted to be on the right hand of the Lord Jesus, and the other on the left. Now notice what the Lord says. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto Him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And certainly, the very characteristics of peace itself is humility. Humility and peace are companions, and the Prince of Peace will reign over that age. Now, if we humble ourselves, as Peter tells us, we are going to participate in the glory of that kingdom. There is a reward for the humility of submission, and God is going to see to it. Now, in regard to the people of God, there are two rewards here. Our submission to one another, as we see in verse 5, and then our submission to God. Did you miss it? Let's not miss that. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Now, the humility submission to our brothers and sisters is grace. Did you notice that? Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. All of you be subject to one another. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. That's the reward. What is the grace here? Is it the grace just to put up with our brethren, others around us? I don't believe it's that. I believe it's more than that. You know, grace is just not simply forbearing other people's mistakes. It's not that at all. Grace is a multiple thing. We read in the chapter before this, 1 Peter 1 and 10. As every man received grace of gift, received rather the gift. I'm getting ahead of myself. Even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, the manifold grace of God. Now, God has given us all a gift, and he wants us to exercise those gifts for the benefit of the church, and he gives grace. And when we submit ourselves, that is our reward for submitting ourselves to one another, is the wonderful grace of God. What does it involve? I don't know. It's not defined. It is so multiple in character that it is not defined. But God makes everything work out for you, and he will reward you by grace. Grace in their eyes? Possibly. I don't know. But the grace of God manifests with us. That gift brought us salvation. If that grace is manifested to us in our daily lives because we submit ourselves to one another, what's the reward going to be like? It's going to be great, isn't it? All right, now let's talk a little bit about our submission to the Lord. We read there, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Now, that exaltation may not be immediate, but it's certain to come. When we humble ourselves to God, God is going to exalt us. What's the best way to show our humility to God? Obey him. Obey every command that he has, not out of a sense of fear, but out of a sense of love. Just obey the Lord and be submissive to him, and he is going to see to it that we are rewarded. Now, for instance, our Lord taught in the Gospels the parable of the pounds and the parable of the talents. And you recall, in each instance, it was when that Lord went away to receive a kingdom. He disappeared. Our Lord supposedly has disappeared, from this earth at least. He's omnipresent. But he has disappeared, he's gone to heaven, and he's coming back to claim his kingdom. And in each case, in the parable of the pounds and the parable of the talents, those people that were faithful, you remember the Lord said, "Enter into your blessing. Well done, good and faithful servant. Have thou authority over 10 cities, 5 cities, or whatsoever." We are going to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ in that kingdom. And that is when we're going to see the full effect of the reward of submission to our God and it concerning his work right down here. May God open our eyes in faith to what we can gain by being submissive to the Lord as well as being submissive to our brethren, for there are real rewards. Our Father, today we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for this subject, the humility that is rewarded, that we've undertaken. Bless it to our memories, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.